Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned house in the middle of a field, it's the Derek Izzy Show. Making history his story, Derek Izzy.
You're listening to the Derek Izzy Show. Welcome back for another month of this great podcast. This month is a shorter episode than normal, but we also have two episodes releasing this month. We have the normal show that you're listening to right now, and within a couple hours of the release of this episode, you will see the release of an April 1st bloopers show. So make sure you tune in for that. If you're on Apple Podcasts, it will automatically download. If you're listening on any other platform, it will be in the show notes, or you can always listen to it on DerekIzzy.com. And while you're on DerekIzzy.com, order some swag. Take advantage of the 10% discount. IZZI10 is your promo code to get 10% off any Derek Izzy Show swag. And now, the topic of today's podcast. Born around March 6th in 1745 to a family in Warsaw, Poland, the topic of today's podcast came from a Catholic family. He was the second oldest child in his family. Now, at the time, Warsaw was the capital of the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. At the time, there were several states in Europe, and this just happened to be one of them. And there were many wars for territory going on at the time. So the area that he grew up was kind of like, as far as the government went, it kind of operated very similar to Great Britain. It was basically a constitutional monarchy. But they had their own king, and the king was actually elected to his throne instead of inheriting the throne. Catholicism was the major religion in that area at the time, so there were a lot of very strict policies around Catholicism. As he was growing up, he pursued his education, he attended college, but he was very inspired by the military and by the politics of the time in his country. At the time in Poland, there was a heavy Russian and Prussian influence within their government. Russia was trying to take over. The father of the topic of our podcast was a staunch nationalist, and that's how he raised his son to hold the same political views, and that would drive his son to join the military. Now, the military in Poland was fighting battles on several fronts at the time, and the topic of our podcast was an expert in cavalry. He was very skilled with horses, and he knew how to incorporate horses into battle. Battling against the Russians, he was fortunate enough to win his first battle in April of 1768. This would also lead to his capture by enemy forces. He would go on to become one of the high-ranking officials in the Bar Confederation, which was one of the larger fighting forces trying to keep Poland from being conquered by Russia. And in February of 1768, the topic of our podcast actually signed the Act of the Confederation, where he would declare himself an official supporter of the movement. As he led his group of men into battle, he would see all kinds of combat, from being captured to being freed to leading his men to victory. He would start to gain a reputation as being one of the most dominant figures when it came to the military at the time. And back then, the troops that he was leading were generally outnumbered in almost every battle they fought, but they found a way to win. As he started to rack up some victories, his followers grew and grew. Over the next several years, he would fight many battles all around Poland, taking victory and growing his reputation. By 1772, he had had many, many disagreements with the other leaders of the Confederation, and he started to distance himself. One of the things that the topic of our podcast was known for is kind of being a loose cannon. He was seen as one of the most famous and accomplished leaders, but he would also go off and do things his own way. And that became very difficult for this Confederation to handle. There were members of the Confederate force that started to turn against him. In 1773, he tried to join the French army, as his own people seemed to be turning on him. In France, he found himself in debt, and he had no army anymore. But in 1777, he would meet Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin would tell him all about the American Revolutionary War, the fight for freedom from England. This really interested the topic of our podcast. He really believed in the cause of people getting away from a tyrannical government. He believed in giving people the freedom to act on their own and make their own choices and not have the government dictate what is happening in their lives, what they can believe in, where they can spend their money, how much money they can have, where they can live. He was a true supporter of freedom. So much so that he decided to travel to the United States and join the country in the Revolutionary War. He would arrive in Massachusetts in 1777. During that Revolutionary War, there were really no cavalry divisions in the United States. And as an expert in cavalry, that kind of left the topic of our podcast with no expertise in the war. But it also gave him a chance to create an American cavalry. And that's exactly what he did. He traveled to the encampment of George Washington, and you couldn't just join the army and jump in. You had to be approved by the Continental Congress before you could actually participate as part of the armed forces. Similar to the armed forces today, you know, you have to go through training, you have to sign up. You can't just grab a gun and jump alongside. But he refused to wait. He jumped right in and started leading a group of men. He formed a cavalry unit in 1778, and they pretty much let him do what he wanted. As he formed this group of men, he taught them strategy around how to use the horses, strategy around fighting and using weapons. In 1779, General George Washington sent him to Charleston, South Carolina. Unfortunately, the topic of our podcast did have his same attitude that he brought from Poland, where he wasn't always good at following orders, and he would make spur-of-the-moment decisions which he believed were right. And in most cases, they were, but they weren't what the general who was in charge wanted to happen. Throughout his military career, he faced much opposition, but Congress did approve and establish him as the father of American cavalry. A lot of the techniques that he taught his men were techniques that he had learned and used when he fought for Poland's freedom. When Congress couldn't fund his men, he used his own personal finances, and he truly believed in this cause. In fact, one of the most pivotal points of his military career, it happened during the Battle of Brandywine. There was a battle where the Continental Army began to retreat. General George Washington's men, numbered around 30, they were in danger. The topic of our podcast jumped into action. He got as many men as he could, and he led a charge against the British. This charge would save the life of George Washington and earn him the promotion to general in the Continental Army Cavalry. Now, at the time, the cavalry only had a few hundred men, but the topic of our podcast would lead those men and write the first regulations for the formation of his team. There are many who say at the time that had the topic of our podcast not led that charge, it is quite probable that George Washington's team would have been defeated and the British would have declared victory and the United States may have never existed. The topic of our podcast held very high standards for his men, and he spent a lot of time training them and pushing them very hard. With the lack of funding that the Army had at the time, he spent a lot of his own money trying to keep his team together. The topic of our podcast would contract malaria, but he would continue to lead his men in battle. He would continue to fight on. And in Savannah, Georgia, there would be another battle. During a cavalry charge, the topic of our podcast would be wounded. He was carried from the field of battle and taken aboard a ship for medical attention. He was unconscious. 2 days later, he would die, having never woken up. The topic of our podcast had no immediate family. He never got married, had no children. And as far as the historical evidence, at the time there were many accounts of what had actually happened to his body. But more recently, DNA evidence has proven that his body was actually buried. An assumption at the time was that he was actually buried in Savannah, Georgia, at the monument that was erected in his honor. But in the 1990s, researchers exhumed the human remains that were buried there. A study that was released in 2019 used mitochondrial DNA from the topic of our podcast, grandniece, and they looked at known injuries and physical characteristics and compared that to the remains. The remains were conclusively determined to be that of those of the topic of our podcast. In fact, in 1929, Congress passed a resolution recognizing October 11th as his day. Several other governments have recognized specific days in honor of the topic of our podcast. And when his remains were exhumed, one of the details that was interesting is that the remains appeared to be that of a female. The Smithsonian Channel did an episode on this, and they discovered that the topic of our podcast may have been intersex. This is about one out of every 2,000 people are born like this. And one of the doctors who researched this says that there have been other cases in which skeletons that appeared to be one sex were found with objects associated with the opposite sex. In 2017, there was a famous Viking tomb in Sweden that contained the remains of a woman, which seemed to provide evidence that there were actually women Viking warriors, or those warriors were intersex. But that is a topic for another show, because there are a lot of hidden stories in the history books. As people tend to recall historical events in particular ways that make them either positive or negative, depending on what your take is. But what we do know is that this hero saved many American lives, including the life of George Washington, and may have prevented the fall of the American colonies and be partially responsible for the existence of the United States of America. The topic of today's podcast is none other than Kazimierz Pulaski, a Polish patriot and freedom fighter responsible for saving the life of George Washington, because now you know the rest of the story. Don't forget to tune in to the Bloopers Show. It's something different we're going to try. And get your 10% off promo code IZZI10 on DerekIzzy.com. Get your show swag. And until then, good day.